Hey peeps, buckle up for a new episode of Elevate Your Life Experiences, the one and only podcast made to teach you about personal development, self-mastery, prayer work, spiritual studies, shadow work, with a little spark of magic. Whether you're a beginner, novice, or a guru, you're sure to pick up tidbits of actual advice when you listen to Elevate Your Life Experiences. Hey, Collective, I'm doing a reading for you guys today. This is an empowerment reading. This is looking pretty interesting, I say. So it looks like you guys, you may be having some issues in regards to your finances, maybe even a relationship right now. And if you guys are dealing with like a business or anything like that, what's yours is yours, and it cannot be taken from you. There's no need to get into this like competitive state with money. Someone may be working against your money, but keep in mind that you are not chasing notoriety or finances. You're living naturally in your easement, not disease, easement. And you need to just keep yourself open and access to unlimited abundance and work with the right people at this time. If you are going to be collaborating with anyone, you really do need to do a detox of your friends list, detox of your relationships, because someone may not have the best interest for you. Maybe they're dealing with some sort of envy in regards to your ability to make money. And you may need, these people don't want to work with you and they're trying to literally tear you down. You may need to just reevaluate and detox your friend list with full gratitude. It's nothing to be nasty about, but severing the ties or connection to people who have association with poverty. And these are people who have poverty consciousness. You know, these people, well, if they're jealous of you trying to make it for a living and to purchase a home, to buy a car, to live a good life, and these people are envious of the work that you're putting in, these are not your people. And these people are literally connected to the tie to the mindset of poverty. They may be chasing wealth, but their mind is locked on poverty if they're having an issue with you being abundant. Keep that in mind. Definitely ask the angels for help, for your free will is your choice at this time. Asking for help, asking God to assist you in regards to your money is ideal at this time. You are abundant. You are very, very abundant. Abundant money is around you. Don't get into the delusions that someone can just speak against your finances and it will work. A lot of spells, ill will is actually reversing in this energy that we're in right now. All obstacles and blocks are lifted from you. Do not get in petty arguments with people. Don't get into energies of defending yourself and lashing out or being triggered by someone who wants to trigger you in order for you to lash out or have an outburst. Focus on removing like financial constraints in your order, in your finances emotionally. This is emotional debt and karmatic debt and financial debt. A lot of you guys need to focus on clearing these pathways and avoiding future debts in the future. You are going to make a vow to cancel, delete, and obsolete all issues with financial poverty or any denials that led you to poverty, okay? No one can block you. I hear the song says, no one can stop me all the way up in regards to your finances. So don't get into this energy of being imposed by someone else's envy or jealousy. You need to do proper care and anti-envy, anti-jealousy things around your money. I would say something like a money reversal. For any evil eyes that someone sends to your business checking account, just do a really good money reversal. If they're wishing you ill, send that stuff back to them and let them deal with their own poverty consciousness. Have full gratitude and light those candles and keep asking for your blessings and asking the Holy Spirit and Christ consciousness to alleviate all those who wish ill over your business finances and your ability to service your community. But go with full gratitude. Write down, this is the time to, it's ideal to journal and to be gracious to what you have. Again, a lot of you guys will need to really just keep continuing setting boundaries for people who don't have your highest good. It is good right now to really look at your inventory of friendships and connections. If they don't value you, they're always asking for a cop out or a discount, and they don't support your business as you need them to support you. They're not your friends. They're not your customers either. Okay? So keep that in mind. You're attracting, you're not chasing. So you shouldn't be literally running around begging people for to come to your business or services. You need to promote to the people who can afford you and people who are aligned to the energies that you're putting out. So do not chase, attract. Okay? God is your source. God is the only one that I will see right now that you need to be understanding that you're deserving of good of money, deserving of abundance at this time. You need to ask God for everything. God is your check. Who's the access to your finances? God. He has the keys to the vault. And you need to be deserving of the abundance that is coming your way. So you could be reaching some financial perks and avenues. You are going to find healthy, supportive people in the future if you're having issues with people supporting your business, or you're having people always popping out for a handout and you're trying to bloom and flourish in your business. You are going to recover. You are going to find supportive, healthy people who are not in competition with you or not envious of you in the future in regards to your business. Have courage and ask for help from the Holy Spirit, and you will see that these things will start to work out in your favor. Don't have a negative connotation to your debts if you're high in debt. Just keep working and exercise your abilities to manifest, using proper abilities to draw in high energy towards your abundance. I also would say that if you've got anyone who wants to stand in your way or block your energy, you need to get Archangel Michael or Yahweh, which is Jesus Christ, to stand in front of you and push and pretty much lift up their swords to push these people who wants to continuously block you. And you need to also ask that to put your hands out and literally say that it comes directly into your hands, and that no one can intercede or redirect your abundance, blessings, or inheritance to them. And you got to continuously do that every time you think about money and ask for money. That everything comes to you without delay. There's no that you got the best quarterback angels on your team to get you your inheritance, your blessings straight to your pocket. And anybody who stands in your way will feel the brunt of your wrath, in a sense. In the name of the Holy Spirit, okay? Keep your house clean, do some house cleansing. I know it's cold outside, but I still like to open my doors and get that fresh air in. Do not allow money concerns to make you feel like money is not coming. That is not your reality. You will go out and seek and ask for people to help you to raise funds for your business, to keep yourself sustainable, and you will receive blessings from that. Focus on your priorities at this time. Focus on paying your bills. Focus on putting the time that you need to promote your business or your endeavors. Again, attracting, not chasing. And be customer consciousness. Offer your cheaper products out first and to see if customers will come for those cheaper services if you're having a slow go. But do the work. If you got a lot of stuff to do, first thing you need to do is cleanse your house and organize and clear the clutter. And then know that when you do the work that you're deserving of the rewards that comes behind hard work. Okay? And it's time to send some time to yourself. Again, I know there's a lot of issues with relationships I see here because I see the detox card for detoxing your friendships. This is an ideal time to stick to yourself, protect your endeavors, work with your clients, focus on your clients, and do the work to enhance and grow your business to be a stable foundation for you down the road. Okay? Release any resentments about money and keep thanks to yourself and grow and be productive in your own endeavors. Okay? And find new avenues that that you're not blocked. Okay? Nobody can block you. If you feel like someone's casting evil eyes, just like I said, do the appropriate prayers to divert those evil eyes towards your finances or do a money reversal. You can light a green candle and a black candle, or a green and a white candle to kind of deflect those energies that have been aimed at your finances, and continue to do so or do uncrossings, and that will help you with your finances. If anybody's trying to divert, redirect, or just completely block you from receiving your money. Okay? Many blessings to you guys. This is your collective reading. I hope this helps, and you guys have a great day. Many blessings. Ask for help. Don't forget, ask for help. Many blessings. All right, guys, once again, my name is Sheila Boyd, your intuitive empowerment life coach. Thank you for listening to Elevate Your Life Experiences podcast, where we discuss how to elevate your life through personal development, shadow work, self-mastery, spiritual and prayerful life with a little spark of magic. This podcast is intended for individuals looking for a spiritual foundation that impacts elevation in their lives. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe, leave a rating and review to stay up to date with the Elevate Your Life Experiences and get all the behind the scenes content. You can follow me on Instagram at AuraLily_coaching and check out the website www.auralily.com. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already and book an appointment at my website. Please tune in for the next episode. Have a great day.